Thanks for calling Nakefield. My name is Winston. I may assist you today.
Hi, hello. This is Bertha from Best Buy, the customer service line. I'm calling because I need to cancel an appointment that we have scheduled with you guys today. Can I give you the SMS number?
Yes, ma'am.
It's gonna be 734-667-49.
I'm only getting Lowe's orders. You have the external number?
The external, no, I only have the FMS and the retail. Can you just, or maybe his phone number?
If you don't mind me asking, why can't if you work with Best Buy, you're supposed to be able to cancel it outright, am I not
Yes,
correct?
the order. And when the orders are in transit, the appointment is scheduled for today. The system don't allow us to cancel it or reschedule it. We have to call the technician or the delivery team to let them know that they don't have to go to the house. And yes, we are not able to modify orders in or in on the same day that the appointment is scheduled.
All right, I'll take that phone number.
Okay, it's gonna be 510-491-8626.
Tell me something good, bro. What did? Huh? From the
template. Okay.
I'm waiting on the order to load, ma'am.
Yes, don't worry. I'm going to be here.
Yes,
Thank
ma'am.
you so much for your help.
No problem. Ma'am, you said 510-491-8626.
Yes, that is correct.
No orders pulling up in my system, ma'am.
Oh my God. This is like XPO, correct?
I know. Yes, this is XPO, ma'am.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I'm just confirming that I called the right number because
it
happened to me. Like, I got like CTSI and it's an XPO or JB Home. And may I ask you something? Because do you have another phone number? Because I know sometimes you're different departments where it's one is for complex installations, the other one is for delivery. That's probably why you don't have the order or.
Probably so. What number did you call? Did you call 866-494-0101?
Let me confirm.
That was me.
866-494-0101. Yes, I called that number. I also tried with the 972-691-6220 and the one that ends in 6222.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just... I'm 866-494-0101. Ma'am, you probably have to be... shoot. Did you try calling the service providers that's on the order?
The only number that I have is... Sorry, the only information is the tech name, and it says XPO delivery, but that's all.
Okay.
I don't have any more info or phone
number. You don't have a 07 number? I'm trying to see any way I can access this.
Thank you. I really appreciate your help. I've been trying to call them since 10 a.m.
I'm trying. They had an installation today?
I have a delivery and the installation, and I just don't want the technician to go to their house if it's not going to be able to do the job. No, because it's okay. They are not going to be there, so. But I just didn't want the tech to go back, to go to their place, and just for nothing.
Oh, shoot. Can I have the zip code?
Yes, it's 75002.
And they had just a delivery today?
A delivery and the installation of the washer and the dryer.
And what's the name on this order?
Oh, sorry. The name is Sangarsh Pesaripajala.
Oh, shoot. This is not it. Darn it. Thank you. I don't know. Oh, man. I'm trying to access this everywhere that I can think possible, ma'am. You might just have to wait till the text. Go ahead and complete the order out, or go ahead and cancel the order out on their own. Once I tell them, or once they call me and say that the customer's not home, I'll go ahead and cancel it out.
Okay. if you, I'm not sure, 'cause sometimes they need the case ID that I'm gonna make. I'm not sure if, do you want me to give you that? It's not necessary.
No, it's not necessary, because we're not, I mean, you can go ahead and put it on the order. That'll be best, because once you put it on the order, they will see it, and then they will go ahead and cancel it out themselves, and then that'll probably save me and you a lot more trouble if you go ahead and notate the order and go ahead and put that breeze code or that case ID on there. That way it'll suffice a lot of extra work.
Okay, of course I understand. I already have everything on the order. I just add the case ID to my notes. So I appreciate all your help and your time.
I'm sorry I couldn't access this order for you, ma'am. I tried every way
No.
possible. But yes, ma'am, once you put that case ID on there, they will, and once it updates, they will see it. And if they're smart enough, they should be smart enough not to go out there once you put that case ID on there. So, ma'am, you did nothing wrong. Just go ahead and notate as you normally would. And once you put that breeze code on there or that case ID on there, ma'am, you'll be good to go.
Okay, thank you. I truly appreciate all your help and your time today with me, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you. Bye.
No problem. Thank you for talking with XPO, ma'am. You enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
You
Excuse
too.
me. Yes.